That's number 10 in our camp songbooks. I gathered from one of the things that was said in one of the meetings, I think maybe Matthew said that you, in your morning worships, are going through the songs of degrees or ascents. This is one of them, Psalm 125. I don't know if you've come to that one yet, but these words come right from that psalm. All they who put their trust in God shall never be removed. As round about Jerusalem the rugged mountains lie, so round about his holy saints our God is ever nigh. So this is one of your psalms. Let's sing it together. Number 10. Trust in God can never be removed. They stand secure like Zion's mount, by many ages proved. Like the mount of God, like the mount of God, they stand secure like Zion's mount, by many ages proved. They can never be removed, removed. They stand secure like Zion's mount, they can never be removed. As round about Jerusalem the rugged mountains lie, so round about his holy saints our God is ever nigh. Like the mount of God, they stand secure like Zion's mount, by many ages proved. They can never be removed, removed. They stand secure like Zion's mount, they can never be removed. Though fierce the storm in fury beats, and awful thunders roar, the children of the mighty God are saved.
Sweet
Tempests may rage, sin surges may beat, ne'er can they reach my sheltered retreat. Free from all danger, from dread, alarms, resting so safe in His mighty arms. Precious you are. Thank you, Lord, for this glorious rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah, dwelling in you and you in us, O Lord. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, what wonderful, wonderful rest. Hallelujah, hallelujah. In our hymn books, 162. This song comes right from Scripture. It's so very precious. Filled with the promises of God. Shall we stand as we sing?
Fear not.
Amen. Let's be seated. And let's see, where is that found? That second verse. Where do you find it in the scripture? Fear not, I am with thee. Oh, be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will still give thee aid. I'll strengthen thee, help thee, and cause thee to stand, upheld by my gracious, omnipotent hand. Anyone? That's right. Thank you. Isaiah 41:10. Isaiah 41:10. And by the way, in Spurgeon's checkbook of the Bank of Faith, he has three readings, daily readings, and they're not together, but three daily readings on this verse. I will strengthen thee, I will help thee, I will uphold thee. Look it up. You'll be blessed by those readings. I copied them out, put them on one page, and offered them to the people in my church at home. And you know, some people actually ask me for it. That's always a blessing. Sometimes I offer something and it's like, maybe they forget by the end of the meeting, but some people, and if anybody wants one, I'll be happy to mail it to you. I have copies at home. It's a great blessing. You just have to ask me. And now the third verse and the fourth verse. The deep waters and the fiery trials, they're in the same passage, those two verses. Where are they found? Isaiah 43, that's right. Now thus saith the Lord that created thee, O Jacob, and he that formed thee, O Israel, fear not. I have redeemed thee, I have called thee by thy name, thou art mine. When thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee, and through the rivers, they shall not overflow thee. When thou walkest through the fire, thou shalt not be burned, neither shall the flame kindle upon thee, because you're precious to me. You're precious to me. All these things are for a purpose. And I will be with you in the midst of all your troubles and distresses. I have one from Isaiah 46. So you moved out of your place too quickly. Yes. Even to your old age I am he. And even to hoar hairs will I carry you. I have made and I will bear. Even I will carry and will deliver you. This is a passage where it speaks of how the gods of Babylon, they're fashioned by people. Crazy, huh? And they're placed by people and they don't move. They're right there wherever you put them. And they're carried around by people on their wagons and their carriages. Isn't that something? And God says, I carry you. I made you. I will bear you. And all the way through, it doesn't mean only when you're old, but all the way through, from now, all the way through, even down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. You got that? Even down to old age, all my people shall prove my sovereign, eternal, unchangeable love. And when hoary hairs shall their temples adorn, like lambs they shall still in my bosom be born. So that song says that hoary hairs are an adornment. Thank God if you still have your hair when it turns gray and white. And it's a crown of glory, the Bible says. And then that last verse. The soul that on Jesus hath leaned for repose, I will not desert to his fold. shake. I'll never, no, never, no, never forsake.
Hallelujah. We do well to lean on Jesus, right? Lean on Him for repose. Find your rest and safety and strength in Him. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.